Order.
This is a very busy government, as we know.
Stephen Joyce, the Minister for All Seasons and Thursday's Question Times, answering on behalf of absent colleagues, including the Minister for Workplace Relations and Safety, Michael Woodhouse. Questions based on reports of unrest in Nationals' ranks about the Health and Safety Reform Bill, currently with the Select Committee, including this one from Labour's spokesman on Labour, Ian Lees-Galloway.
Has he been advised which National MPs are revolting against his bill?
Mr Joyce denied the bill had caused a division in Nationals' caucus.
Unlike the Labour Party, we don't discuss what happens in our caucus. And unlike the Labour Party, we don't have three ex-leaders and something like five or six aspiring leaders and no actual leader sitting over there.
Continuing Mr Joyce's focus on politics, Ian Lees-Galloway was able to expand on a speculation about the identity of one of the dissenting MPs in Nationals' caucus when the budget debate resumed after question time.
Ah, yes, the Honourable Judith Collins. With one eye on the leadership, no, two eyes on the leadership, and her desire to pay back her enemies double... We know how Judith operates. Pay back her enemies double. We think that Judith Collins is the leader of the revolt, the most revolting member of the National Caucus, leading the fight against the Minister Michael Woodhouse, against the members of the National Caucus who are on the Select Committee.
That's the Transport and Industrial Relations Committee, which has until July the 7th to report the Health and Safety Reform Bill back to the Chamber. And joining Ian Lees-Galloway in the budget debate, Labour's Deputy Leader Annette King quoted from Treasury advice that the budget would require district health boards to make combined efficiencies of around $121 million.
So all your DHBs are going to have to go out there and find efficiencies, and they're already under huge pressure. There is no doubt, Treasury went on to say, that the financial pressure facing DHBs are considerable, particularly in terms of the upcoming wage negotiations.
Labour's Annette King, who earlier earned this rebuke in question time from Social Development Minister Anne Tolley.
What that member needs to do is to stop playing politics with people's lives.
Anne Tolley was responding to Mrs King's questions about the scramble to find new providers to replace Relationships Aotearoa.
There are people that are willing to step up and provide these services. So the member can play politics and scaremonger all she likes. This government is focused on making sure that we have those services available.
Social Development Minister Anne Tolley. Now from the Chamber to the committee rooms for this report from Rhys Lyon.
The Commerce Committee heard evidence on two petitions calling for an inquiry into the billing practices of the Central North Island electricity infrastructure provider, the Lyons Company. Presenting the petition of Alistair McNab and 2,400 others was Clive Gifford, who explained why the petitioners felt the Lyons Company's practice of charging for average peak electricity use was unfair.
Because what it is measuring is the six highest two-hour measurements. There's only 12 hours of usage that set your rates for the whole of the following next year. I know this is rather technical, but the problem is that by only using those 6 2-hour periods, if a customer has some sort of understanding and tries to reduce their load, what they have to do is not fail at all for a whole year.
However, the Lyons Company bosses also fronted up to the Commerce Committee to defend their practice of charging for peak demand, as outlined by Representative David Reid.
The network has to have the capacity to meet its peak demand, not its average demand, its peak. So by charging customers directly for the influence they have on the capacity of the network rather than the energy they consume, customers get a real price signal that works to reduce the investment needed in network capacity. So this has real benefits for the customer, as they inevitably end up with a bill that reflects network investment. So the less network investment, the lower the customer's account.
And the committee later heard from Commerce Commission Chairman Mark Berry, who said that following over 650 hours spent looking into complaints about the Lyons Company, the Commerce Commission had found some issues, but nothing of substantive concern.
We are prepared to state that the peak
demand pricing approach in principle is consistent with efficient network pricing.
Commerce Commission Chairman Mark Berry. And those petitions remain under consideration of the Commerce Committee.
That report from Rhys Lyon, more details on our website, parliamenttoday.co.nz. I'm Tom Frewen, and this programme was made with funding from Parliament.